I am one of the most historic and influential places in higher education in the state of Texas. I'm at Baylor University. Specifically behind me is this beautiful chapel in the classrooms of Truett Seminary, where anytime that I visit, that I'm able to interact with theological education and theological training, it just brings me back to my early years of walking and knowing Christ. And when it comes to, again, formal education, for whatever reason, God orchestrated some things in my life that I've been able to walk close to the mentorship and the leadership of men and women throughout my early years. Now, I have to be honest with you, and there is no way to begin this conversation today except to go back to my early years. I mean, I'm saying early as in childhood years, when I was born. I was blessed to see my parents at an early age to be fully devoted, to be fully committed to the God of the Scriptures. That when it came to the Bible, it was simply the overflow. The Bible was simply the result of loving God and following His instruction. So if I had to put this into perspective of what the Bible is, theological education is, formal training is, it begins at home. As much as I appreciate institutions like Baylor and East Texas Baptist, in my case, Loxon Seminary of Harding Simmons, as I appreciate Lomas Verdes Theological Seminary in Mexico City, and these beautiful institutions that God has allowed me to know and to encounter and to be mentored and shaped by, I have to begin at home. There is no place like home. So mom and dad, again, just going back to my early years, my childhood, and really, I will say that transition from young age into adulthood is mom and dad. Their love, their commitment, their zeal for the Scriptures, the way that they lived this out for me, for my sisters, that's the foundation of these early years. I'm in the middle, or maybe at the beginning of high school, when I was privileged to, again, to be exposed to preaching from my pastors back in those days, where they preached the gospel. They preached the uncompromised message of the Bible. So that definitely played a huge part on my love for the Bible. Eventually, one of my pastors, he started bringing some of these professors from seminary to my home church. I'm about 13 years of age, and I fell in love with the teaching of the Scriptures. I fell in love with the preparation and the knowledge and the depth of the Scriptures, and I discovered that there was something more than just simply personal Bible study. Personal Bible study was definitely the beginning of the journey, but then I discovered something differently, something never seen before. Well, a few years after that, within the next 2 or 3 years, then God allows me to go to seminary. And again, those are just the early years, where in the summers of my high school years. So now I'm in the 15 years of age, 16 years of age, I'm able to go Lomas Verdes, which is Mexico City. And I'm going through this process of studying music and worship, and I'm just, again, I'm in love with music also. I love piano, I love guitar, I love singing. Those things are non-negotiable for me. But while I'm in seminary, I'm on the campus on those 3 summers during my high school years. I remember going and visit the seminary professors, the Bible professors. There were, back then there were IMB, International Mission Board seminaries, with PhDs and master's degrees and all kinds of education. And I will go in between classes, my music classes, and I will sit. I will try to get a seat at their offices and just bombard them with questions. I just had questions. I dream with the days where I could go to seminary, where I could study the Bible and just commit myself the remaining of my days to that experience of loving Jesus through the study of the Word, and eventually, without knowing, the preaching of the Word, the teaching of the Word. Well, from those experiences, eventually I graduated from high school. I'm 17 years of age. I have no clue where this is going until probably the last few month and a half, about 6-7 weeks prior to graduation. And then God brings me to the United States. I transition from Mexico to the United States, and the journey begins. I mean, this is where the whole thing changes from culture to language to the exposure of formal training, formal education. Eventually, God brings me into East Texas Baptist University, one of the most exciting years of my life, formative. This is where the concept of discipleship and mentorship, this is where the concept of long life relationships begin. And again, the passion for the Bible just grows immensely. God allows me to graduate, to finish college. I marry my beautiful wife. We begin our family with three beautiful kids. And right between my second child and my third child, now we're able to engage into graduate school. It is Loxton School of Theology, Harding Simmons, in the Extension in Corpus Christi. And again, I began to be immersed into the theological world, into the concept of deepen my knowledge and my opportunity to be mentored by theologians and yet practitioners. My professors, they were in the trenches. They spoke from their deep theological knowledge, but at the same time, they were people who were leading churches and having the same struggles that I was having as a church planter and as a pastor throughout my journey in seminary. Right after a seminary, when we graduated, God allows us to come and return back to South Texas and begin the journey of planting churches and serving churches. And I'm bringing all of this to you guys because, again, I'm standing in one of the prime institutions in the world. I can argue the world, where some of the most brilliant people gathered together in places like this. Now, at the end of the conversation, as much as I love education, as much as I love the classroom, I personally love to teach the Bible. This has taken a little twist, a little different scenario for me, because it has become more than personal. It has become kind of the remaining of my life, because Arely and I, as parents, we're seeing this legacy just permeate into the lives of our kids. We're blessed to have two of our daughters, or the two oldest, in higher education now. I mean, they are college students, graduate students, and our youngest, which graduates from high school, God willing, this year. We dream and we pray that he will get the same opportunity to go to school and go to college and be mentored and shaped by the lives of others. This has been a very special weekend because I finished with preaching on Sunday over passages that are controversial, that are difficult to preach, which is most of the time, that's the Bible. And for the last 2 days, I've been able to attend our annual meeting for a state convention. And every time that I get a chance to be under the teaching and the mentoring of men and women who have paved the way for most of us, for many of us, I'm reminded of the importance of legacy. I'm reminded of the importance of methodologies and the unshakable, unmovable gospel presentation, which is our theology, our doctrine, which never changes. So again, this evening, I'll be privileged to also attend the National Preaching Conference put up together from the state convention and also, which is right behind me, Truett Seminary. And again, just privileged to be mentored, to be shaped by the preaching of some of the most gifted communicators and again, just theologians across the world, and I'll be able to do that again. So again, I just have this beautiful experience of being privileged to know and to grow. And I'll be honest with you, one of the things that excites me the more coming back to my family is that I'm able to do it besides my wife. I'm able to do it besides the people that I love the most, the people that I care the most, and the people that have influenced me the most. So Arely has been with me on this trip, and we have enjoyed meeting pastors, catching up with some of these brothers and sisters that we have known throughout the years, and we are able to see them now. But specifically, again, just coming back to this place, Truett Seminary, our oldest is a student here this year for the first time. And just to see the transformation of her views and her theology, the way that she speaks of professors as mentors and friends, and even from where she came from, she was privileged to go to East Texas Baptist University as well, and to see that she still keeps in touch with some of those professors. She serves in one of the local churches here, and we actually just had lunch with the staff, the pastor and the staff from that church. And again, just to see the network on how God is utilizing men and women to shape one another. Ultimately, let me just say this as we close up today. On Sunday, when I spoke about the filling of the Holy Spirit, I spoke about that we must be filled with His presence, that this is something that happens on a daily basis. I really believe that this again, this feeling of the Spirit, this way that God feels our lives, the way that He fills up our thoughts and our emotions and our heart, it happens through community. It happens through the experience of men and women that shape and mold our views, our lives, how we are taught and mentored by others, how God is continued to work through the lives of others and the experiences of others. So again, I'm so pleased to see how God has been shaping the lives of my kids. I think of all three of them. I'm grateful for what God is doing in their lives. I'm so excited to see what God is doing in the near future in their lives. And I just pray and I just ask the Lord that whatever He has been entrusting in to me, to my wife, to us, that we are effectively being good stewards by simply passing on those values, passing on the gospel incarnated, brought into the experience of teachability. And hopefully, as we convey the gospel to the nations, as we continue to serve Jesus, we are known primarily by the things that we are learning more than the things that we're conveying or teaching or sharing with others. I want to thank you guys for this beautiful, beautiful time that you allowed me to have on a beautiful day in a beautiful campus. And we'll continue the conversation some other day. Thank you.